House Republicans are trying to unite. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Around a plan to raise the U.S. debt limit ahead of a possible default, the Treasury Secretary says would be a financial catastrophe. It would attach spending cuts. And Congressman Nathaniel Moran tells Fox Business,
I think we're going to get there. This is really important. We've got to get something on the table to send over to the Senate side of the Congress so that we can begin to negotiate with the president as well, who has refused to come to the table and negotiate.
Not only that, the Senate's Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, says the GOP plan is dead before arrival.
Either the U.S. defaults on national debt for the first time in American history, or MAGA Republicans get their way and America defaults on everything else.
House Republicans will hold a hearing today on COVID school closings, putting a teachers union leader on the hot seat, Randy Weingarten. Brad Wenstrup chairs the committee on the coronavirus pandemic and just told Fox,
honesty is non-negotiable in this, and teachers are an essential part of America, right? And that, and they should have been declared essential and back at work as soon as possible.
A jury may start deliberating today in yet another January 6th case related to the U.S. Capitol riots.
Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio and four assistants are charged with seditious conspiracy. In closing arguments, prosecutors claimed the group was ready for all-out war, believing Democrats had stolen the 2020 election.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The defense claims prosecutors didn't prove anything, then Tarrio wasn't even in Washington that day. The Taliban has helped the U.S., killing a senior ISIS leader behind a terror attack that killed American troops during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The Pentagon saying in a statement, quote, the Department of Defense can confirm that the senior ISIS-K plotter responsible for planning the August 26, 2021 attack on Abbey Gate, which killed 13 U.S. service members, was killed in Afghanistan by the Taliban in early April. The United States was not involved in this operation.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America's listening to...
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
President Biden didn't say much about his 2024 campaign in his first speech before a union group in Washington after announcing he's running for re-election.
We made a lot of progress because of all of you. But there's more to do. So let's finish the job.
Former President Trump, who is running again on the Republican side, said,
with such a calamitous and failed presidency, it is almost inconceivable that Biden would even think of running for re-election.
The Republican National Committee responded with a dark dystopian video using AI-generated images of worst-case scenarios should the president be re-elected. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There are two other Democrats in the presidential race, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson, who tells Fox they should have the chance to debate President Biden.
I don't think the DNC should be dictating from on high that they will try to invisibilize any other candidates. I believe in the process of democracy.
Former President Trump, the Republican frontrunner, suggested on social media he may not participate in GOP debates. One of the Trump challengers will formally kick off his campaign today, Asa Hutchinson, the former Arkansas governor, will make a speech in his home state.
Hutchinson, who's polling at 1% or less, has been critical of former President Trump, who's consistently dominated in polling over the current field of candidates. Trump's closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, has yet to declare whether or not he'll seek a 2024 bid for the White House.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. On Wall Street, the day after a big sell-off, stock futures are rising. In the NBA playoffs, the Hawks stay alive.
Young lets it go. And hits.
Trae Young's game-winning shot with less than 2 seconds left pushed Atlanta past Boston 119-117 on TNT. The Celtics still lead the series 3-2. Phoenix eliminated the LA Clippers. Denver knocked out Minnesota. The Suns and Nuggets advanced to the second round. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. No charges filed after a school dance went on lockdown in Pike County due to a report of a student with a gun. Police say on Friday, officers dispatched to a junior high school dance at Pleasant Hill Elementary in reference to a juvenile carrying a gun in his backpack. Police say they later found the juvenile off school property with a CO2 gun. For the first time in over a decade, Illinois' general funds accounts payable under $1 billion. The comptroller announcing that the accounts payable stood at $941 million. That's the lowest it's been since 2008. Some Champaign parents aren't happy with an elementary band program being dropped. District leaders say they're streamlining for a better experience. Their first chance to speak to the whole school board was Monday, but by then it was too late. Champaign schools are taking away fifth grade band and strings. Instead, the program will start in middle school. There's no word if parents will get a chance to speak up about the program. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
That's Greg Solier, our learned one, the meteorologist who studies cumulus and all those big words.
Yeah.
Brought to you this morning by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC. Well, bright sunshine emanating in downtown Champaign, sir. What skies are approaching for us, huh?
Well, nice day today. Nice recovery on temperatures, kind of where it should be, for at least close to it. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, but complicated by once again increasing pesky, nothing here really heavy, but on and off shower activity. And we get back into kind of one of these deep, cold air lows. The maps and charts and models keeping it a little farther north, but for now, we'll keep our temperatures on the colder side of average, certainly into the back end of the weekend, early next week. We'll try to moderate some briefly, and once again setting up another busy weather pattern with wide-ranging temperatures one part of the week to another change back to colder weather later next week, and no shortage of moisture in between. So try to do the best you can here in the coming days and weeks. No real big windows of opportunity of either A, extended warmth and dry time, or extended dry time or warmth, however order you want to slice it up. 35 over here in Philo now, 31 Ogden St. Joe, 37 over at Willard and Savoy, 32 at Rantoul, and get up towards Leroy and Farmer City, close to the 30-degree mark currently. Sunny, cool for the day today. Should be normally well into the 60s, but just 59 today with a northeast wind, partly cloudy. Patchy frost again late night tonight, 35. There may be a stray shower tomorrow, mid to late afternoon. Good part of the day dry, but clouding over and high up to 64. A couple of showers at 63 on Friday. A couple of showers break out Saturday, especially in the afternoon at 64. Then some colder weather for Sunday and into early next week. Just 50s by day Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Each day a couple of passing showers. Will try to moderate and dry things out by Wednesday and Thursday. That'll be short-term drying out Thursday and Wednesday of next week. Steve A. Broadcasting, Andy Drolchus, Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that, Greg. ESPN 93.5. Happy to have Vance Ginn back, former White House OMB Associate Director for Economic Policy, Young Americans for Liberty Senior Fellow. Vance, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
So you probably saw the Joe Biden video yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Impressive. So slick. Really something. Notice he only spoke in sentences, and then they could kind of... They can't put him anywhere, Vance. You can't put Joe Biden on a stage. You cannot put him in a debate. They're going to have to protect him, which is, just seems weird, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, I guess they don't really want him to go and talk, because he usually mumbles his words, and then they have to come back and retract what he said or change what he said. It's kind of a nightmare, I think, for their press team.
Well, what are they going to do? They're not going to do a debate, and I guess if you're an incumbent, they don't generally do debates, or do they? I don't remember an incumbent having to go through a debate thing.
Usually there's not any competition, right? So
yeah, true.
If there's 9 other Democrats who are running, well, then there wouldn't be a debate. And I don't know. I mean, we'll see if some others jump in the race. Right now, whenever you look at some of the polls that are out there, I think it was 70% of Americans would hope that, you know, Biden wouldn't run, and more than majority of Democrats even don't want him to run. But here he is. He's running again. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see what's going on the Republican side as well. Because, I mean, it's 5% people want the same rematch with probably the most unfairly treated political person ever. Donald Trump has been in any event, they're not excited about that. Donald Trump has suggested he's not going to debate anybody. He'll get libeled and all these other things. He'll probably have to show up for all of that. But is the country ready for another Donald Trump-Joe Biden matchup?
Well, I don't know. You know what? I think the country is ready for is for a different direction. When you look at a lot of the numbers that are coming out of the, you know, the economy, 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now. Credit card debt has soared to $1 trillion again. Mortgages are going through the roof. Interest rates are going up. We have the Biden administration who's paying, you know, higher fees and rates now on higher income people than and higher credit scores than those with low credit scores. I mean, it's just one thing after another that Americans are facing. High inflation, don't forget that. And I mean, I think they want a different direction that's pro-growth based on economic freedom and liberty. And I think we've seen that in a lot of the states. Now we just need that at the national level.
Well, crime, too. Crime is a mess. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just something. Yes. When you don't keep people for doing any wrong things like stealing, which I guess is nothing now. I don't know. I just don't know. But when the White House says how well it's been going for America, do you think America says, oh yeah, I guess it is going well? I don't. When they start talking about how great this president is, what are they talking about?
It blows your mind, really, to think that. I mean, I'm a PhD economist, so this is what I do is look at these economic numbers all the time. And if you look at some of the numbers, like the unemployment rate, you know, I think it's 3.5% right now, seems really good. But so many people have dropped out of the labor force, right? That makes that unemployment rate look even better. I mean, the unemployment rate's really useless in a lot of ways. You really need to look at the labor force participation rates and others that are out there. But just if you talk to, you know, your friends and colleagues and you ask them how things are going, I think many people are feeling pretty stressed with their budgets. And if you look at some of the economic data as well, you know, wages haven't been keeping up with inflation nearly the whole time that Biden has been president. And so that means that people are losing their purchasing power month after month. It's just going down. Food through the roof. Energy prices have come down some, but gas is starting to tick back up as we get closer to the summer. I mean, it really is one thing after another with these bad policies out of the Biden administration.
You know, it's the handbook for radicals that says blame your opponent for what you're actually doing. That's what I'm feeling is happening when you blame, you know, the other side for, you know, squashing free speech and taking away all your books and all these things. You go, what are they talking about?
That's right. And, you know, at Americans for Liberty, we work a lot with younger Americans, of course, college students. We also have a Hazlitt coalition of legislative members across the nation that are working in state houses, Senate and also in the House as well. And what you see is that the states are really being the place of innovation again, coming up with new ideas, pro-growth measures, and we're seeing that take place in places like Florida, you know, in Texas and others. And I think that's going to be an important part of this, is to say, you know, what's working across the country? I don't know that Biden will care because a lot of those are in more conservative places that are doing more free market approaches, but we're hopeful that that's going to set the tide for what happens in a new administration, hopefully, that will be more susceptible to these types of policies.
All right, last question for Vance Ginn on the Tabman Showing phone line, ESPN 93.5. He's with the Young Americans for Liberty. He's a senior fellow, PhD in economics. Well, that's a nice little resume you got going, Vance. So we're at the University of Illinois. Love my campus, love my university.
Go Illini.
But what is it like on a college campus these days? Obviously, it's not really free speech because you're a hater if you disagree with the line, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, you got to have free speech zones. Who would have thought we need a free speech area when all of it should be about free speech? You know, I taught at the university for a few years, and it's gotten worse since I was an academic. But the thing is that if you're trying to have free speech or you come out opposing some of these progressive views that are infiltrating a lot of our universities, you're cast out. You're looked down on. And I mean, I think that's not what it's supposed to be about. And also what we're seeing at these institutions of quote unquote higher education is they're teaching people what to think instead of how to think. That was what the whole academy was supposed to be about, was teaching people how to think. And there's too little of that going on today.
Vance Ginn, how can people find Young Americans for Liberty?
Well, check us out online, Young Americans for Liberty, YALLiberty.org. And you can also find us on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter at Vance Ginn.
G-I-N-N. Vance, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7. Ouch. I don't know if anybody was awake last night, but this is and I had mentioned when we went down to St. Louis last weekend, I asked a question of John Rooney, Ricky Horton, I said, you know, you guys are always so positive. They've got a little bit of a, this is a really bad loss for the Cardinals last night. And shoot, this is getting worrisome about how this tailspin can continue, but this is bad.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night the Cardinals hit another low for 2023. Carrying a two-run lead to the ninth inning, an error started the inning, and a home run ended the game as Blake Sable hit a two-run homer to cap off a three-run ninth. The Giants came back to beat the Cardinals 5-4.
The most painful loss of the year for the Cardinals, and it followed a real high point when the Cardinals came back late to take the lead. They had pinch hits from Tyler O'Neill and Paul DeJong off the bench. They had a three-run inning late, and it looked like things were starting to turn the Cardinals' way, but then the bottom of the ninth happened.
It seemed like the bullpen was lining up, Ricky. Hennessy Cabrera pitching great baseball. That led to Giovanni Gallegos and then to Ryan Helsley, but it didn't work.
Several good pitches in the inning for Helsley to try to overcome the error, but hung the slider at the last to the last batter, and unfortunately the Cardinals pick up another loss in another hard way.
The Cardinals will try to get back in the win column behind left-hander Steven Matz. 8:45 for the first pitch. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs blanked the Padres yesterday 6-0. They've got a 6:40 start with Drew Smyly on the mound. You'll hear that over on US 105.9, an audio clip with some great hits.
Gomes drives one in the air, left center field, pretty well hit. Back goes Grisham, near the wall. That ball is gone. A two-run homer for Yan Gomes.
Bases full of Cubs, two down, the 2-1 pitch. Nico lines one fair down the left field line, bouncing off the sidewall. This could clear the bases. Two runs are in, racing around third, Velasquez. He will score on a triple by Nico Horner. Cubs have broken it wide open and lead 6-0.
Yes, I love that sound. And we heard it on US 105.9. Michael Wacha on the mound for San Diego today. I recognize that name.
Former Cardinal who
That's right.
was a 23-year-old starting in the playoffs back in the day for the Cardinals. Still can throw.
Toronto blanked the White Sox 7-0. Their start today is at 12:07. Bradley over Illinois with some hits in the eighth, 7-6. Was the final. They've got Ohio State at 5 o'clock on Friday and Illinois softball over DePaul 5-0. Now they've got Penn State with a 4 o'clock start. Shauna Green adding Shea Bolin, a 6'3 forward from Duke. You know, she had already added to her coaching staff with Brittany Anderson coming
over. She took
over
her from Tara Vanderveer from Stanford.
That's right.
She's a legendary women's coach.
And Tommy Kuhl and Crystal Wang will be heading to the Arnold Palmer Cup Series.
Quite an honor.
USA.
Quite an honor. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, if you need to make some medical decisions in a crisis, look at your advanced care planning now. Their services offered at carl.org.
All right, a Stever, stand by. You're going to like this for sure. Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Banneville Saturday and another frost-scraping morning underway. Despite plenty of sunshine, temperatures will continue well below seasonal expectations for the day today. There'll be a modest recovery for the day tomorrow and Friday, too, but complicated by another round of shower activity, and it's another round of unseasonably chilly, showery weather shaping up for the weekend. No real warm, dry, extended spell of weather foreseen anytime soon. Sunshine and 59 for the day today with a northeast breeze. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy frost late down to 35. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, a stray shower in the afternoon. Tomorrow a bit milder up to 64. Clouds and a couple of showers around for the day Friday at 63. Then some chillier weather over the back end of the weekend. A couple of rain showers break out Saturday as well. Partly sunny, 64. Only in the 50s for highs. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, each day a couple of showers across the area. Who knows, perhaps by Monday, Tuesday morning, a wet snowflake in the air. Modest recovery on temperatures by Wednesday next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Regulators in the United Kingdom have rejected Microsoft's bid to buy Activision Blizzard. Microsoft says it will appeal. Strong earnings reports from Microsoft and Alphabet are helping to push NASDAQ futures higher this morning. Google's parent Alphabet is expanding its stock buyback by up to $70 billion. Also, Visa's earnings were better than expected. Health insurer Humana this morning reported an upbeat quarter and says it had a strong start to the year with more people signing up for Medicare Advantage. Regional bank PacWest Bancorp says its deposits have stabilized in recent weeks. PacWest shares are up 15%. And Chipotle Mexican Grill says it will put a pause on raising prices, its first quarter top forecasts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
John, do you remember what you were doing, say, about 10 years ago?
About as good as recalling what happened last week.
Right. Well, if you purchase, say, a dishwasher at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 9 years and 364 days ago, it'd still be covered.
By the famous 10-year protection plan, of course.
Well, it's included with most purchases at Dick Van Dyke. And according to one Google reviewer, they still had unmatched prices and helpful people who delivered and set up the appliances without hassle.
The review mentions that they shopped around, did the comparison, and still found the best value at Dick Van Dyke.
So can you really not recall what you did last week?
Can you?
Now that I think of it, not really.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases, and we still beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy. Easy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Well, maybe nobody will want this one. Maybe I'll get it because I want this one.
I want that too.
I want this one. Ladies and gentlemen, the program is called Stever because when the kids are growing up, I'd say something fantastic and super exaggerated. And Christian, most of the time, would say, easy, Stever. Calm down.
Uh-huh.
So this program is where I give you money and you spend it and then you keep the stuff.
Pretty good deal.
Thousands of people have joined their Stever program. Go Stever.com. And you can get in today's offer. It is Jet's Pizza. I'm giving out $50
yes.
bills. But if you don't want it, Diane and I stand by to take your certificate.
Gladly head over to 1907 West Springfield Avenue, Round Barn, or at Neil and Green near campus. That's their new location. Boy, does that look good. And service with a smile. That Detroit-style pizza is delicious.
Well, it's got a little crisp to it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you do, like, you know, just do an extra cheese pepperoni, it's stunning.
Yes.
You can do the buffalo chicken, which is really, really
that
good.
That 8-corner pizza is just so good. That classic hand-tossed or the New York style or the thin crust. They also have the gluten-free and cauliflower crust.
Yes.
In case you're leaning towards the more healthy style. And if you want to get it brushed with butter or poppy seed or garlic or Cajun, they can do that on the crust too. Holy cow, it's Jet's Pizza.
You have no frozen. It's never flash frozen, which is what most pizza places do that, not Jet's. Mm-hmm. And they make their homemade sauce. It's just a little bit different. The other night we ordered it. Christian said, we don't need more than one, do we? He says, yeah, we do. Well, there were like five of us.
And right.
We just dusted two off without.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to want two. I got you $50. That probably gets you most of the way there.
That's right.
It is a little more expensive. It is so well worth it because of the homemade ingredients.
Yes.
It's a different pizza. If you want the flash frozen stuff, you just go somewhere else.
Right. It's freshly grated mozzarella. But they also have the calzone style deli boats and the Turbo 6 piled high salads, the wings, the boneless chicken. If you want to treat your staff for the hard work they've been doing, or you're just getting that itch here in the springtime, get Jet's Pizza to cater at your place. We've done that before, too, and provided that to so many people. And the desserts and the sodas that they'll bring, that you're all taken care of.
All right, so here's the deal. Go to GoStever, GoStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join. And then click me, and then you're in. You'll get an email tonight after 8 if you're one of our winners. You have 7 days to use it. If you use it, you'll also push complete on your phone when you're done and you pick up your order. And then you fill out your survey. The survey is for the purpose of helping Jets improve even more than they do every single day. They love the feedback. So we'll get that from you. And then you're off and running on the Stever program where I give you my money and you keep the stuff. So today from Jets Pizza.
That's right. I just went to JetsPizza.com. And if you'd like to tap on the Join the Jets Family tab, you can find out about some opportunities too. A really nice side hustle in the evening if you want to not only get that food credit and deeply discounted meals, but you're also delivering and making a very good wage with the tips that you'll get as a driver for Jets Pizza.
Okay, we got Wednesday. That's today. So in just moments, it'll be Ed Martin from Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum, Education Legal Defense Fund. Brother Johnny's down in Bible study where we all should be all the time. He's in Bible study in New Orleans this morning, so he'll duck out and be on with us as well.
Speaking of that, there's been some moving and shaking amongst my Catholic family. We across the street here at Philo Tavern on Sunday after 4, the cocktails will start, and then they have the Ted Run is doing this steak dinner for everybody that he's done for so many years, and it's a beneficiary for Catholic Charities. So I'm going to be part of that and play some music and, of course, MC, because that's kind of my zone on April 30th. And then we also have a big celebration, a Eucharistic revival with Father Luke Spanangle coming into town. And that's the 29th through May 2nd at St. Pat's in Urbana, stpaturbana.com for details.
All right, we're going to break for the news and be right back with Ed and Johnny. Don't miss it. It's usually what gets us kicked off Facebook. So you might listen as to why. It's because we say stuff that
absolutely
the people, Facebook and the bots that are
put in
by the Chinese Communist Party. They actually had 12 people there in Seattle working on censorship.
Wow.
So we love hitting that. That'll be next. Stand by.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight.
Gail
Hi, I'm Skylar Pumphrey from Greenview. You want to enjoy your outdoor space, not work in it? Let our team at Greenview help you today. Prom is around the corner. Imagine the photos with a Greenview flower bed exploding with color as the background. Plant a garden in memory of Mom for Mother's Day this year. Custom fireplaces, patios, kitchens, pool decks, waterfalls, rainscapes, theme gardens, and anything else you can imagine. Make Greenview your call for all jobs, big or small. Call Greenview today at 217-586-1112. Visit greenview.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Right now on Lands, it's a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system. We are offering special financing or up to $1,500 off any qualifying Trane system. At Lands, we know what it takes to deliver exceptional comfort, and we offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you are thinking of a new comfort system, now is the time to buy. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see store for details.
Yeah, I'm showing 36 degrees in downtown Philo, home of our new studios. ESPN 93.5, now the news and weather on sports, all coming in the next half hour. It's 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Now dead, the mastermind of a suicide bombing in Afghanistan as American troops withdrew and the Taliban took over.
The Pentagon saying in a statement, quote, the Department of Defense can confirm that the senior ISIS-K plotter responsible for planning the August 26, 2021 attack on Abbey Gate, which killed 13 U.S. service members, was killed in Afghanistan by the Taliban in early April. The United States was not involved in this operation.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden hosts the president of South Korea today at the White House.
South Korean President Yoon Suk Yeol's visit will include summit talks and a state dinner. The first state visit to the U.S. by a South Korean leader since 2011 and marks the 70th anniversary of the alliance between the two countries.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. House Republicans meet again behind closed doors this morning trying to finalize their bill to raise the nation's debt limit and cut spending. It's been altered to get more votes. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Three people are recovering after they were hurt by a car that drove through a Rossville family restaurant. The general manager watched it all happen Sunday and says the business may take a hit for months to come. Angela Graveline says it could take weeks to 4 months to repair everything. Decatur fire crews responded to a vacant house fire on West Packard Street. The Decatur Fire Department posting a picture on their Facebook page of flames shooting through the roof of the two-story building. Officials confirming that crews were able to get that fire under control. No word on its cause. Credit card theft in Champaign last month resulting in over $18,000 worth of fraudulent purchases. Crime Stoppers asking for help in solving that crime. Officials say it happened on March 30th. The victim shopping at Champaign's Home Goods when a female suspect stole a wallet from their purse at about 11:30 in the morning. Within minutes, the suspect used the stolen credit cards at Sam's Club. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. That's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benavis Saturday, and a good-looking day in store. A bit on the cool side still. Just 59 later on this afternoon. Bright sunshine, northeast wind, and a little more frost scraping off the windshield again for this morning. Scattered clouds move in for tonight. Just some patchy areas of frost late, low down to 35. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy. A couple of spotty rain showers break out mid to late afternoon. Temperatures a bit milder tomorrow, approaching seasonal norms at 64 on east-southeasterly winds. A few showers tomorrow night, not as cool, lows in the 40s for the day on Friday, clouds up to 63, and a couple of showers around both morning and more so in the afternoon. Partly sunny skies Saturday, a couple of showers break out too at 64. Colder weather for the rest of the weekend, early next week, just 57 Sunday, 54 Monday, 56 on Tuesday, all 3 days, a couple of showers around, who knows, maybe Monday, Tuesday morning, a wet snowflake in the air, looks like some short-term drying and temperatures back to the lower 60s next Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
Oh, yeah, that came out yesterday. Joe Biden, a highly slick 1 minute. No anybody around anywhere. No comment from the White House about it from him. It's Wednesday. We welcome Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund in Virginia. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Great to be with you.
And it's Brother Johnny, who stepped out of Bible study working on Leviticus. Johnny, New Orleans, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. We're good. We're good.
All right. So, Ed, no surprise, the president's running again, even though most don't want him to. What was your take?
Well, first of all, at this level, you know, and with this president, you know, every word is tested, right? That was a very as you said, a slick ad. It's talking about more rights, more opportunity, more freedom. It's what people want to hear. Of course, I would argue, as you know, much of what's happening is because of the policies of the left, right, and the policies of where we are in the world. So, but I've been telling people for a while, one of the reasons I knew Biden would run is because people love power, and presidents especially, but also it's really hard to run against an incumbent. I mean, it's really hard. You've got a lot of weight, a lot of momentum behind you when you're the president of the United States. Now, I think there's a lot of drag, too, because I argue that the modern era, the Klieg lights of the modern era are hard to withstand. But this guy's going to have billions and billions of dollars behind him and a lot of momentum and a lot of the deep state and everything else. If he lives long enough, he looks so frail and so out of it. But if he lives long enough, on the other hand, the news no one covered is Susan Rice left the White House. And she left the White House, or will leave in a week or two. Where's she going? Well, she's going to go make a gazillion dollars in a few months and then be ready if they need a black female to run for president because Biden gets frail. And they're not going to run Kamala. They know those numbers. So they're getting somebody ready that could put in there. And there's Susan Rice.
Yeah, I think, in any case, Joe's not going to cross that finish line. It's just, I think they like him. He's doing everything he's supposed to do as far as let them run the country. Says everything they tell him to say when he can get it read. And I'm not sure he can win, Eddie. They've got it set up. If right now they would appear to be able to get anyone they want in the White House because of a number of reasons, but doesn't matter who it is. But I don't know about Joe, Stevie. And I think Eddie's right. They might be looking for at least a backup plan. And there's still a long way to go. But I do think Biden can get beat by Trump or anybody else. So I don't think they're going to take that risk. They don't need much to get in now. I think they've got between the media, big tech, our voting process, all adds up. They got the edge. They're winning.
Well, it'd be like spray painting a wall and getting in trouble at school. And then the guy that did it says, man, why did you do that, Johnny? You shouldn't have spray painted the wall. Is this the handbook for radicals that essentially says everything the Democrats or progressives are doing and saying the Republicans want less free speech? They want to ban your books. They want to do, well, you go, wait a minute. That doesn't appear to be correct.
That's not correct, yeah. But they are getting away with it, and it's working. So why wouldn't you just keep doing it? But, we've lost Fox News. We've been talking about, well, what's going to happen if we lose Fox News? We kind of have, Eddie. And Tucker got in trouble because he talked about questioning the vote, which is, we've talked about that too. They're not going to stand for that, anything but that. And and they got him. And I used to turn it on a 7 just to know what I was going to say with you and Stevie. And if Tucker was still on, we were good because they wouldn't get to us yet. But I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
No. Look, I think Stevie J, you put your finger on something important. Whatever the Democrats accuse someone of is what they're doing. And so, you know, AOC over the weekend is talking about how, you know, we got to get rid of Tucker to protect our rights and all. They're the ones censoring people. There's no left wing, you know, person being forced off the air because of their position that's so outside of the mainstream on transgenderism, on communism, on socialism. You know, there was a time in this country where if you were an avowed communist, and I'm not talking about McCarthyism only, but, you know, people would, it would be not just politically incorrect, it would be a threat to the country to be a communist trying to infiltrate our nation. Now, if you're a communist, you're congratulated and probably given a show on MSNBC. So whatever they accuse, whatever the Democrats are saying they're afraid of is what they're doing. And I look, I think that the keystone for this time actually is not, it's not the election. actually, I think that what made Tucker impossible to withstand for Fox was that he was tearing down January 6th. Now that you have some perspective, you realize that Tucker, the first night of Tucker's coverage of the January 6th video was explosive. The second night was a dud. And I think when the history's written, Tucker will say, they pulled me back. And on Monday, he was about to cover the Ray Epps story, which had been whitewashed over the weekend by 60 Minutes, about who was this guy and what was he doing, and that was shut down. And I tell you guys, I've told you before, I'm in the middle of January 6th stuff. I got one of my clients going to trial next week. I'm in the middle of the Proud Boys trial. I have all the inside stuff. It's coming down. It's either a fully run government event, January 6th, or it was not coordinated but managed in such a way. And if it comes down, that's it. That's the end of the Biden administration. It's the end of the left. It's the end of Pelosi. Everything comes down if you realize that January 6th was so blatantly a lie and what they've done. And by the way, why are they doing it? To stop us from looking at 2020's election. And so I think Tucker got too close.
And that's the point, that they got caught, and they knew they had to have a plan. And it was brilliant. They actually created this crisis out of thin air, and they decided they're going to tell people that anything but the sacred election, how could you question it? You're not an American. Look, you need to go to Japan. And as far as protests, we get to protest. And by the way, Stevie, I did miss it. How much did Ferguson, Missouri get when NBC and the rest of them were lying about what happened there and they burned their city down? I don't think they paid anything.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot.
That was a complete lie. No accountability, and a lot of people were hurt, and it was fabrication from A to Z.
And let me say something about how this happens. There's a point here. I've been talking about this essay from the 1970s written by the late Balak Havel. He became the president of the Czech Republic. He was a dissident. He was talking about how behind the Iron Curtain, you came to act in ways you didn't have to be told how to act. You realized you sort of acted in concert. Remember what came out in the last week. I mean, imagine this is what came out. Anthony Blinken, who is now the Secretary of State, when the Hunter Biden laptop got loose, he called up the former CIA director, Morrell. Morrell testified to this under oath. And he said, Anthony Blinken said, we need people to say it's Russian disinformation. Now, Anthony Morrell did not say, do you want me to go get 50 people and sign on? He knew the game. And the game was, go get 50 people. You didn't have to tell the 50 people, the intelligence officials, to do this. They knew if you want a future in the administration, in the Democrat administration, this is the kind of game you play. But you've seen it played for 5 years. And then the next move was the letter. And then once the letter was done, you didn't have to have a bat signal that said to the media, cover the letter as if it's real. They all did it. And once you're done, 10 days before the election, how blatant is that election interference? And the Secretary of State today is the guy that orchestrated it. And we just move on to the next the conversation.
No, it's tough, Stevie.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And yet all these things, the Russia, 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 you can go to a lot of the COVID and the vaccination stuff. We're finding out years later that wasn't true. There's a lot of disinformation on their side, but yet you get castigated in the moment and get banned and canceled and conspiracy and all these things.
Don't forget, in Tucker's case, most of what he was saying was actually true. That's why he got pulled. Look, I think, Eddie, the straw that broke the camel's back, it wasn't very long ago, a month or two, for Tucker, when he started saying, I can't believe the CIA was involved in the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
Now, that's 60 years ago. Well, John, that was 60 years. Wait a minute. But that, they've been lying to us like this for at least 60 years, Steve. Before that, we weren't even around.
Yeah,
so they carry that forward. And he finally came through and said, man, it wasn't like I thought, because he thought it was, the Warren Commission. But anyway, it's been going on for a while, Stevie.
Well, and I think that people that are listening that disagree with what we're talking about will say we're a bunch of conspiracy nuts that do it for ratings because that's what the – it's an industry and you just do it. But yet I think time will tell just how right we are as we're sitting, getting so much information now from things that we questioned back then and were called horrible for even questioning it, and it happens to be was false
Wait,
information back then.
This is a history trivia. History trivia was the phrase conspiracy theorist came from that Kennedy assassination question.
People would say they started that,
and it became something you could denigrate somebody with, like he's a nut conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
there's
let me real quick on this because I think when people are listening, they say, "Oh my gosh, Johnny and Ed and Stevie, they're drinking the Kool-Aid." Here's my answer. I'm not saying one side is being lied to. I'm saying all sides are being lied to. So, you know, at this point, you can say, like, Bernie Sanders people were lied to, right? You can say Donald Trump, the Russia investigation. You can say the COVID maskers, were people that were for masks were lied to, right? People that were told about pharma were lied to. The common denominator is there's a ruling regime that continues to lie to us. Look, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and my prediction, by the way, guys, is Robert RFK Jr., running for president as a Democrat, will be one of the factors that accelerates Biden having to quit. Because Biden is in this position where they won't make him quit if he thinks he can function, and they're seeing him slide, but at a certain point, they're going to put him in a position where he won't go, and they're going to have to force him. RFK Jr. is going to get a lot of traction, and one of the reasons why is he was asked the other day, and I saw this quoted, so if I get it wrong, he said, I think I can bring the country together. There's a lot of people on the right that listen to me because they didn't trust, you know, the lying Fauci. And there's a lot of people on the left who know I'm an environmentalist lunatic, a far left guy. I think I can bring people together. And someone said, how? And he said, the first way is to make the government stop lying to us all.
Mm.
Right there, it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
So everybody knows.
All right.
If you're a black man, you know they're lying to you about Tuskegee and Ukraine. If you're a white guy, you know they're lying to you about fentanyl and Ukraine. And at a certain point, you're like, holy crap. This all of us, and I think that's where we are.
All right, it's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, Tappan's Toy and Phone Line. Got a text?
Yeah, a few. One says Lemon got the axe as well, and then goes into what does it take for Republicans to believe in the truths of our country? It appears that you just love to use the word oath when it's convenient. How many of these people swore under oath saying the exact opposite or true, and you still don't believe them? These are dedicated Republicans that are speaking under oath, and for some reason you discredit them. I'm not saying that you're always entirely wrong, however. Election fraud happens on such a small scale. January 6th, as well as documented on cameras from all sorts of people, good, bad, and ugly, police officers died because of these idiots.
Actually, I don't think that's true.
And they jump in.
The police officer thing. There's a guy that died after the fact.
That's just the other side of it. Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the bigger picture. We get some pretty heated arguments over whose fault it is.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what we agree on, Steve, at the coffee. Well, there's some diverse opinions. We're all screwed. That's the bottom line. And one reason is so many people don't know what the truth is.
Right.
When somebody can have lived the last 5 years and heard lie after lie that's been proved to be lies, and say the Republicans just don't believe in the country. It's the Democrats that have said they don't want the country, they don't like the Constitution, that we're the problem. And I don't know how you can come up on the other side. I don't understand that.
So
it's just
the
lack of discernment, Eddie.
A difference between conspiracy theory and truth is about 6 months. Another texter says, how about the Dominion settlement? Was that a conspiracy?
Oh, but hey, let me say one thing. Let me say a couple of things here. One is I worked for CNN, as you guys know. I did a stint about 5 or 6 months, and of the people I met up there, Cuomo was a jerk actually to everybody. Everybody felt he was a jerk. Anderson Cooper was like a reclusively shy kind of guy, but very nice. The guy that was the nicest guy off camera was Don Lemon. He's like a golden retriever puppy. He's a friendly guy. He wants to talk to everybody. I sat in the makeup chair more than once next to him and had a great time. He had worked in St. Louis and he had an affection for the Cardinals. He's a nice guy. He got fired because his ratings were junk. I mean, They gave him prime time for years, and his rating. The difference between Tucker and Don Lemon is Tucker was printing money for Fox News, both on Fox Nation and on prime time, printing money. He wasn't like O'Reilly, even, where there was drag. O'Reilly made money, but O'Reilly was really not a nice character in the community at all. Everybody loved Tucker from the center to the right over, and the left appreciated him. And Tucker was doing things like Glenn Greenwald and Taibbi, and Fox was relevant in a way they hadn't been. Don Lemon was on a morning show, and he was tanking the morning show. So those two things, here's what you know is, CNN was getting ready to fire Don Lemon, and when they saw that Fox fired Tucker, they said, send a press release, yeah. Fire Lemon. Yeah. And Lemon admits that. He said, I got a text. So those things aren't the same. Uh-huh. I will concede to anyone that wants to that there are two or three or four sides of the argument. I'm fine with that. If you want to talk about January 6th and line up the people that hit cops, I will join you in filing complaints against guys that hit cops. Nobody should do that under any occasion. But when I stand next to you, you have to join me in saying, why is it that these other anomalies were never addressed by Pelosi, Liz Cheney, and the Select Committee? Why didn't anybody look at the two pipe bombs? One that could have killed Kamala Harris on the morning of January 6th. She was within 50 yards of a pipe bomb, guys. And one that could have killed every Republican that went to breakfast on January 6th morning at the regular place Republicans eat. Pipe bombs and dozens of hours of video of the bomber. I watched them. You can watch the bomber walk up, stand up on their toes, look over the thing, put the bomb down, disappear somewhere, get a second bomb. Now, you're telling me that in America, in 2023, Liz Cheney, Pelosi, the Select Committee of the most powerful Congress in the history of this earth couldn't find more information about the pipe bomber? Because what does it mean? And what is it about? And no one can tell us why Ray Epps stands and yells the same things that were yelled by others who are facing 20 years in jail, and he's not. I just want to know what the discrepancies are, and then we can all agree, but no one will answer. And when no one will answer, your assumption has to be they're lying to us.
All right, Johnny, last word. Sure. I got to wrap, but go ahead, Johnny.
Yes, sir, and I think that's right. I think I don't know how you can conclude anything else, but they're the bad guys. They keep doing it over and over and over and getting caught, and what they do is okay. How about the riots all through the summer that led up to the presidency changing, and then they say January 6th protest was terrible, made up things about it, but forgot about the entire country getting burned to the ground for 6 months. And so, yeah, it's a one-sided deal. You just have to I think I'm going back to Bible study, Eddie, because it does confirm what was predicted in Revelation. It's very, very inspiring. This was all, it's been foreseen and written, and it kind of confirms the Bible. So that would be what I would say. Start to focus more on that to everybody on both sides as fast as you can.
Yeah, that's right. Eddie, how can people find Ed Martin?
PhyllisSlafly.com. PhyllisSlafly.com is our great website, as well as on Twitter at Eagle Ed Martin. At Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter, and a lot of postings there all through the day. I try to keep active on Twitter.
Boys, pretty compelling stuff. 20 minutes of fast. Thank you so much, Johnny. Get back to praying for all of us,
you.
Ed. Thank you, Ed Martin. Appreciate you as well. ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And there's lots of programs to line up for, plus the swim passes and all of that on the horizon. You've got to keep up if you want a side hustle. That's a great gig too. UrbanaParks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Banff Saturday and another frost scraping morning underway. Despite plenty of sunshine, temperatures will continue well below seasonal expectations for the day today. There'll be a modest recovery for the day tomorrow and Friday too, but complicated by another round of shower activity, and it's another round of unseasonably chilly, showery weather shaping up for the weekend. No real warm, dry, extended spell of weather foreseen anytime soon. Sunshine and 59 for the day today with a northeast breeze, partly partly cloudy tonight. Patchy frost late down to 35. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy. A spray shower in the afternoon. Tomorrow a bit milder up to 64. Clouds and a couple of showers around for the day. Friday at 63. Then some chillier weather over the back end of the weekend. A couple of rain showers break out Saturday as well. Partly sunny 64. Only in the 50s for highs. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, each day a couple of showers across the area. Who knows, perhaps by Monday, Tuesday morning, a wet snowflake in the air. Modest recovery on temperatures by Wednesday next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Well, it's our friend Steve Suderman, semi-alert at Good Vibes, where you can get home theaters and the best sound and the best cool pictures and television. What's up, Bubba?
Hey, there's a new product from Sonos, and this is a company that makes, when they make a model, it's a 10-year product. And right now, they're not here yet. They're in a FedEx, says they're going to be here tomorrow, so pretty excited about anything new. It's called the Era 300. And it has 360 spatial audio. I don't know what that means yet, but it sounds like they're getting you surround sound from a single source. So I'm dying to see this because they're one of the cleverest companies at coming up with software things that make sound better than it has any right to be. So that's a cool thing. So we've in honor of that, we put the Model 1, the Sonos Play 1. It's down to $199, which is it's an all-in-one voice-controlled music machine. By the way, everything Sonos makes can get ESPN radio streaming to it. You know, or you can Bluetooth into the one model they make that's portable that goes outside. We've got the little roams that for what they cost, for $179, it's the most unbelievable little portable thing you'll ever get. Meanwhile, Samsung, all new TVs coming. We're clearing the decks. There's demos galore to get really, really good deals on, and a few box products as well. And we're looking to that. The LG OLED that we love so much, we've gone $100 off the price just because they have a few left, and they have new products in the wings, too. Of course, they're going to come out at much higher prices than what we've got today. So it's a good day to buy a TV at Good Vibes. And everybody works here, I think, is out in the field today. I'm going to be kind of solo, so you can come take advantage of me.
Yeah, and you're next to the driver's license facility, right?
We're easy to find next to the driver's license facility. We're easy to find on the web at gvibes.com, where we can't put the new clips pricing yet till May 1, but they're all at like 20% off or some fraction thereabouts. And we can't put the Sonos on there quite yet because, well, they don't like that. We don't want the internet police to come put us in jail. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, 52 years of Good Vibes. Steve, still there, and he was driving around unloading boxes. Stuff like this was playing on his radio, and he was pretty kind of the guy that looked like he could be like
long hair blowing in the breeze
and riding a motorcycle and yelling Born to Be Wild and that kind of thing, man.
Yeah, baby.
And then the magic carpet ride.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Steve Miller had a good one with a motorcycle in it, too. Go dig that one up.
Okay.
Who was?
Steve Miller.
Oh, okay.
Living in the USA. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Whatever comes our way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had mutton chops, too, didn't you?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I got you.
Facial hair was stuff in those days. I had plenty of it on my head, though.
It looked like you just got back from Woodstock, probably. So. Okay, my
friend. I didn't go. That's what. Yeah, that's what.
All right, my friend. Talk soon.
All right, thanks, Stevie.
All right, sports. Cardinals lose a horrible game. That's sports. Cubs did win.
Yes.
Back in a minute. We'll talk more. ESPN 93.5. It's coming up on 8 o'clock.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.